host, and we bring you our latest episode of Denodo Data Bytes. Please welcome our guest on the show today, Mr. Ravi Shankar, who is the Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer here at Denodo. Together, we will be talking about a very exciting topic today, active metadata management. But before we begin today's discussion, a quick introduction about Ravi. Ravi is responsible for Denodo's global marketing efforts, including product marketing, demand generation, communications, and partner marketing. Ravi brings to his role more than 25 years of proven marketing leadership from enterprise software leaders such as Oracle and Informatica. Welcome to your second episode with us on the series, Ravi. Before we begin, can you talk to us about your background in tech and give us a quick introduction about your role at Denodo for our new listeners?
Sure, Neha. I'm glad to be back on the show. And you pretty much did the introduction of my background at Oracle and at Informatica. One thing to add to it is I have been in the data business for the last 20 to 25 years, working across data integration, data management, and various disciplines within that, like master data management, data governance, data quality, and so on. And that's the expertise I bring to Denodo as well. So it's good for me to share my experience with the audience today.
Thanks, Ravi. So today's discussion is all about active metadata management and the need for it. So could you tell us a little bit about active metadata itself and why does it matter? Because there has been a certain buzz around this topic lately, and I'm sure our audience would love to know more about it.
Sure, happy to get into it. But before I talk about active metadata, let's make sure our audience understands what metadata actually means. Metadata is basically information about the data. So we know the data, for example, our names, addresses, phone numbers, so those are the contact details and other transactions that we buy, products and so on. So all these contain data. But there needs to be a way to define this information and hold it within the applications that process it. There are various different applications, as you know. There are the ERP applications, CRM applications, databases, and so on, which capture the information. Now, for these applications to work, they need to have information about the data that they're going to store. And that is what is called as the metadata. It is the data about the data or information about the data. So what is an active metadata? Active metadata is to be able to take the metadata that an application collects and to be able to act upon it, to be able to read it, to parse it, to understand it, and infer some actions that you can make off of it. So as we go along, I will share more examples of it. But that's basically what active metadata means. Now, why is it important? You ask me, why does it matter? The active metadata is important because since there's a lot of data that is actually collected, given the volume and the variety of the data and sometimes the velocity of the data that comes in, it'll be hard for humans to process it. So that's where we want the systems to be able to automatically read, infer, and suggest. And that's where active metadata is extremely important.
Right. So any metadata that could be read, inferred, and understood is what we know as active metadata, right? So to discuss this topic a bit further, what is the difference between active and passive metadata?
No, let's deal with it at just those two levels. So the opposite of active is basically passive. And that's how the definition of a metadata has been. The metadata has been passive. So the applications need to store information about the data, and it has pretty much been there for the applications to use those to basically display, to interact with the audience as they use the application. But nothing much has been done with that metadata other than for those purposes. And that's why it has been a passive metadata. And the reason the active metadata is, now you take the same metadata, but you start reading it, you start understanding it, you start applying some principles on top of it. The analogy that comes to my mind is, for example, you look at a book, there are printed words in it. So just by itself, it's pretty passive. It is active when you read, you understand, and make some inference about the content of the book. So there's similarly, when you actually read, you understand, and you act upon it, then it becomes an active metadata. I'll share one example here. For example, in talking to one of my pharmaceutical customers, at one point they actually told me that we do have the cure for cancer, but it is lost somewhere in the data. And while it's kind of quite ironic they say that information because we don't have a cure for cancer, but There's a lot of studies and research that has been done across the world, and there's so much of information that we don't know about this information. Won't it be nice for the system to kind of read and understand and suggest this is basically what you need to look at? So that way we can narrow down, get faster to the cure, and be able to provide a cure for this deadly disease. So that's basically what the active metadata is, to be able to take, understand, and provide some knowledge about it to the users.
Thanks, Ravi. A very good example of how sometimes a lot of meaningful data is hidden away in plain sight and we miss to see it, but with the capacity to infer and understand metadata, we might actually be able to find solutions to many existing problems across various industries, be it healthcare, pharmaceuticals, etc. So can you elaborate on some of the benefits of active metadata then?
The benefits are for us to be able to understand and do things much more faster when the system suggests it. For example, mathematical multiplication, we can all do it in our head, but when it becomes complex, it takes us time. We need to write it on a piece of paper, multiple different steps, and then be able to calculate it. But if you had a calculator, it can do it much more faster. So that's where the active metadata comes in, when the system is able to read the metadata and be able to provide some suggestions, recommendations to the user where they need to focus on, probably provide some patterns and some correlations and relationships, then it becomes more useful, interesting for the humans because there's only a limit to which we can parse. And I can give you another analogy. So we all use Netflix, right? So in fact, there could be one movie and let's say it's an action thriller and Netflix could probably suggest that as the movie for me, it could give me a rating of like a 90 plus percentage, which means like I will be really interested in seeing it. But for you, that might not be the case. You might be looking at drama, for example, and in such case, the same movie, it might show you as a 60%. And for another movie like drama, it can provide you a 90%. So it is the same metadata, but Netflix is acting upon it based on the interests of the people. And that's how the metadata, active metadata starts working on it. It takes the metadata, it couples it with the information that it knows about the user, and it provides active suggestions, recommendations pertaining to that particular user. And again, going back to our example of the cancer, there are, if you know about the drug process, any drug that we consume these days, for example, that actually is a molecule. But when they start the research, it starts with about 10,000 molecules, and that gets through the research process whittled down to a single molecule that is actually used in the final drug. So when they are doing that, it doesn't mean like the researcher is starting from scratch. There could be other researchers who have done some of the studies to be able to know about that information itself is pretty crucial. So in active metadata, it can actually suggest, Ravi, here is Bob that has done some active research in this particular area, and you might want to take a look at it. So that is active metadata, where it is able to, one, take that research, and two, be able to understand that I'm working in the similar field, and to be able to suggest that information to me. So that will be a benefit, where in this case, the benefit would be that it will cut short my research time and I will be able to produce a drug in much shorter time frame.
Thank you for explaining the benefits here. So do you mean to say that with active metadata, we get access to customized solutions?
Yeah, so the active metadata can be customized, and it can be customized, but most often the system itself learns from the behavior. Nowadays, we have machine learning algorithms that go into the artificial intelligence area. So it is just like as you're reading a book on the back or watching a movie, on the back of your head, you're kind of processing what is going to come next. You know, how is this going to turn out? Is this the person who actually, you know, did this particular act? So you're constantly processing that information. So in a sense, the software these days in the active metadata state, they are actively learning from your use and be able to suggest to it. So that way it is custom to you based on your usage.
Right. So how to begin our journey with active metadata management then? And where does Denodo enter the picture here?
There's nothing much you have to do because the software itself is enabled for the active metadata. So in Denodo's case, for example, we are an enterprise data layer. That means we understand the data that is distributed across the enterprise. It could be across multiple different systems in the cloud, on premises, in different geographic regions. It could be structured, unstructured information. It could be data at rest or data at motion. So We have a good knowledge about all the information that is resident within a particular company, and we create metadata about this information. If somebody asks for me, I want to know the most profitable customers in the last 5 years, I know that I need to go to the CRM system and get the customer information. To calculate the profit, I need to understand how much they have spent. That will be in the point of sale system. So we contain the metadata as to like what data is in which system, and we are able to store that within the Denodo data layer. And how we act upon that is, let's say multiple people start using it, we learn and understand their usage, and based on that, our data catalog, which is basically the repository for storing all this metadata, has machine learning and artificial intelligence algorithms that actively listen to and understand your usage as you go along, and it stores that information and provides active recommendations, active feedback. Much like the Netflix, it might come back and say, here are some of the data objects that have been created by someone that you might want to take a look at. So it automatically provides that information to the users.
How can customers power their data fabric with active metadata then, according to you?
The data fabric consists of multiple different technologies, and our data integration, data management technology, Denodo platform, which uses data virtualization as the core component, technology component, to power the integration and management of data within a data fabric. And what it enables our customers to do is to be able to bring all this information to, that is across the different enterprise applications and systems, and provide an interpreted information back to the users depending upon how they actually use it. And so the users might be using our technology in conjunction with others. So they might have repositories like databases, data warehouses, and so on. They might be using applications like Tableau, Qlik, Salesforce. They could be using multiple different applications like that. And all of them, the data fabric brings together the set of technologies, including ours, to bring all the data together. And each of these different applications could have their own metadata. So we actually provide the enterprise level metadata for all the systems that we know. And we can work with other technologies that store their metadata by either exposing our metadata to them or reading their metadata into ours and making it much more holistic so that it can be one central place for the users to get access to the metadata across their entire enterprise, and not they don't have to go to each of the individual applications to understand the metadata that each of them store and use.
Thanks, Ravi. So can you share some use cases where the application of active metadata has benefited a business?
So one of our customers, Prologis, which is actually the largest real estate management company, and real estate in the sense what they do is they build and manage warehouses, and Amazon is their customer. Given that Amazon is the largest e-tailer in the world, by the virtue of managing all these warehouses for Amazon, they become the largest real estate management firm from that particular perspective. And so they actually build these custom warehouses, not data warehouses, physical warehouses for Amazon to store the goods. And Amazon could give a specification, I need so many square feet, you know, so many different, you know, doors, windows, and bays, and so on for loading, unloading goods. And they might want to build to that specification. So they need to know how much it is going to cost them. They need to price in a margin before they give a price quote to Amazon as to how much the revenue they expect from Amazon for that building and maintaining that particular warehouse. So all that require extensive understanding of the different materials, the cost of it, which is sky high these days, the labor, and all that information. So they use Denodo for this management, and we actually provide all the data for them to be able to support and build these artificial intelligence machine learning algorithms that actually do the price and the cost optimization. And then we provide that back to the users who actually quote a price back to like an Amazon and other customers. So we actually use the active metadata of the previous ones that have been built, the transactions, say factoring in multiple different costs and so on, and be able to expose this information so that that algorithm could spit out a price to their customer, Amazon in this case, and then be able to use it. So that's a very good example of how we are able to read and understand and provide information that the customer can actually use from the active metadata perspective.
Really nice example indeed to understand the intricacies of active metadata management. Thanks, Ravi. Such an interesting topic that we discussed today. It was great to learn about why active metadata is essential for companies. And now we have a quick Q&A round in store for you, just like last time. Are you ready?
Sure, I am.
So my first question for you is, what has been a memorable holiday for you?
Okay. Given my Indian roots, I would say like Diwali is my memorable holiday. Having grown up in India during this festive time, you know, a time when people wear new clothes, eat a lot of sweets, you know, go out for movies with friends and exchange, you know, meals and, you know, burst crackers and so on. So it's a wonderful holiday all in all to spend with the family, with the relatives and friends everywhere. And the preparation starts like a month or two before the actual holiday itself. And it's a kind of a quite a festive season for it to be. So that's my memorable holiday.
Very true. It is one of my favorite holidays too, almost like version of Christmas, right? If I can put it that way.
Exactly.
Right. And my second question for you is, what is a favorite hobby of yours?
Okay. Although I don't have much time for hobby these days, it has transitioned, I should say. So during my early college days, school days, you know, drawing and painting used to be my hobby and I was really good at it. But nowadays it has transitioned more into golfing with friends, and that's the way I spend my time outside of work. And family to kind of get along and share some fun laughter with my friends.
Very cool. And my last question for you is, what is a delicacy that is an all-time favorite?
Oh, okay. I transitioned to a vegan, so there are not that many delicacies. but nevertheless, it used to be like milk sweets. Indian sweets are really rich and delicious. And so that used to be my real favorite. So if I still get hold of it, I forget I'm a vegan and I still consume it. But that's what gets my vote.
Awesome answer. Thank you for a wonderful session, Ravi, and always a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And a quick message to our listeners, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to www.denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.